Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm glad you're here, and you're going to be glad you're here because we got Dr. Bruce Piasecki back on the show. Bruce is a good friend of mine, a member of my brain trust. He is the president, the founder of American Hazard Control Group. He's the author of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them to the studio. His new book is called The Surprising Solution, Creating Possibility in a Swift and Severe World. He is a global thinker, but he also is capable of converting all that brain power that he has, all that experience that he has, into something that you and I can use in our small businesses, and that's what we like about him. Bruce Piasecki, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, it's good to be here, and it's nice to be part of your brain trust. An exceptional webpage you have, too.
I appreciate that. And by the way, thank you for hosting us at your event back in June up in upstate New York. What a great event that was. I was so impressed with the people you had there and the quality of individuals who you're able to get to come to your events. And it was just a great experience for us.
Well, I'll tell you, what Jim spoke to your listeners is we've created over 20 years a sanctuary for best practices of corporate strategy and behavior. And, we bring in leaders that have timely knowledge to share. And what was interesting to me, Jim, about it is that the network that we have in the sanctuary, the oil and gas giants,
right,
the chemical giants, the
power
transportation
folks.
Mm-hmm. Giants from CN and mm-hmm. CSX to Chrysler to Toyota, the aerospace giants, you had a very diverse audience, including pharma and paper.
Mm-hmm.
And yet your messages were perfect. It got them thinking, and that's why we're happy to have you coming back January 26 and 27 to Phoenix, where the 80 large companies get to hear your advice again.
Well, we're looking forward to that. Thank you for allowing me to speak to them. It was fun for a Main Street small business guy to speak to these industry titans, and I appreciate you giving us that audience.
And for any of your listeners who want to know about these 80 companies, they can just go to ahcgroup.com and click to the corporate affiliates members section.
Right.
So you'll see who Jim will be talking to.
ahcgroup.com. Bruce, one of the things in your book, The Surprising Solution, you talk about something that's part of which is something I've talked about on the show quite a bit in the last few years, and that you call it the S frontier, and the S stands for swiftness, severity, and social response. That swiftness thing is something that the way I've said it, and I'm going to let you take off on that in a second, but the way I've said this is that change isn't really all that much different today than it was 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago. A computer is just a fancy wheel. The thing that's taking our breath away is not the change. It's the swiftness. It's the velocity of change. That's what's doing it. And I want you to talk about that a little bit.
Sure. If you're a small business owner and you have 10 to 20 people or three dearly close people or even 500, what Jim's talking about in that it's the pace of change. And so to help your listeners visualize why I talk about this S frontier to multinationals is that very often the world wants a hybrid powertrain car years before the corporation, even a progressive corporation,
right,
like Toyota, begins to understand, because the pace of change in the citizen, in their expectations, or the pace of change in the marketplace actually exceeds the ability of these corporate mansions to be agile and fast enough. So a lot of my work in the last 20 years is based on this simple, surprising solution, where you try and correlate in the corporate mansion's decisions to the neighborhood of what's being expected by the external world. And that's the surprise. So the pace of change, what you called the swiftness of change, is there in the global market. It's there in the regional market. Now, what I often get hired to do, Jim, is deal with something that is so severe, like supposing you're the number one maker of flooring, like Shore Industries, a Warren Buffett company I've worked for 3.5 years. And they're right down there in Georgia, in Dalton, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Great company, well-managed, four superior leaders, and a good, strong set of 20 leaders beneath those top four. In order for them not to fall, in order for them to keep growing in market share, they have to do everything a small business does. They have to be leaner, smarter, more
right.
efficient. But sometimes there's a small player out there that can do things very severe to the market because they can be faster or different.
Disruptor.
Yeah, so often I'm coming in to blend three things in the S frontier. So if you visualize this, the
hold
top
on.
Of it
Bruce,
is...
Bruce, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you give us those three things when we come back.
Sure.
We'll take a quick break, folks. It's 22. Bruce Piasecki is our guest. His book is called The Surprising Solution, and you'll be surprised at how much you will enjoy that book. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Many things I can't define.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. Use us and abuse us. That's what we like. And you got the articles, the archives. Our Brain Trust members are there, like our good friend Bruce Piasecki. They're not really there. We let them out, and they get to go home at night. But all their body of work is there. And of course, my newsletter, please subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon. Get ready for the week ahead. We've been doing that since 99. And every Sunday, we haven't missed a Sunday since 99. And, of course, our poll, we have a poll question on the homepage every week. It's a different one. And when you click on the answer that you select, you'll immediately be able to see how the poll's going so far. So check all that out. Lots of stuff there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bruce Piasecki is our guest. His book is outstanding, The Surprising Solution. That's his new book, by the way, folks. We're talking about what's going on in the world these days, folks. The swiftness of things, the severity of things. The swiftness is how fast things are changing. The severity of things are the disruptors that are out there that are doing things to change the way we do business. And so the question is, and this is what Bruce is pointing out here, folks, is are you part of the disruption, or are you being disrupted? Right, Bruce?
Correct.
And that's the big thing for big companies. Because, and Bruce, what you were saying a minute ago, I think is more validation of something I started talking about in 1998, and that's that the 21st century was going to be the century of the entrepreneur. Now, I didn't say the century of the small business, even though I think that will be, this is a great century for small business. I said the century of the entrepreneur because entrepreneurs are found at all levels of the marketplace.
Well, one of the reasons I love talking to you is that I am myself a restless enterpriser. And I think what we have, and the reason why these large companies hire the AHC group, is there's a certain magic in being enterprising.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I'm finding is the enterprising individual is so close to what the customer needs that we have a faith in society that allows us to answer the question of the customer. And there's like something healing about that. It's when the large companies get so remote that they've lost the magic and the faith and the healing. So a lot of what I'm talking about in this work, and I'm going to give to you, Jim, a 9-page summary of these arguments about the S frontier that you can post
All right.
in your Brain Trust.
Thank you.
It's published. It went to 700,000 subscribers through Best Business Review.
Mm-hmm.
So they watched the book perform globally.
I actually have my copy already, Bruce, and it's outstanding.
Good. And the beauty of that, those 700,000 people is that they're real, you know, real meaty business leaders. So what we're trying to do in this book is help people know how to do more with less. This is the way to wealth of the small enterpriser. And we're trying to build those small centers of excellence and innovation within these multinational corporations. So if you accept that there are severe problems out there, the rising price of energy, the fact that small competitors sometimes do it better than the large competitor, the fact that there's 1.5 billion poor people in the world that need cars and computers
But Bruce, isn't it possible that the word severe, even though it often has a negative connotation, you know, from severity comes innovation and creativity too?
I actually try and write about it in this book as it's the combination of swiftness and severity that allows you to create possibility. So the enterpriser is a person who has maybe three or four attributes. They're incredibly willful. They're tenacious is one attribute. But second, they choose the right pond. They don't jump in an ocean that's so big it's going to exhaust them.
Right.
They jump in the right pond. And then the third attribute they have is they understand that they don't have time for a lot of bull. They have to embed the value of society in their product.
Right.
And that's the surprising solution
and,
that I've heard.
And they have to deliver it with the set of values that the customer, in the 21st century, I think you have to deliver those products with a set of values that you want your customers to recognize and to be attracted to. Because, Bruce, most people that I know don't have the price that they can that beats everybody else. Most of us have products that you can get other places. Our service is good, but everybody else has service too. But I think more and more people are going to be attracted to our values. What do you think?
I agree. And, you know, the AHC group is at the cutting edge of matching the values of the client with the needs that are changing in the customer. And that it's that value shift that you have to navigate and allow one to capitalize on. So, for example, you can improve your margin by making a hybrid Lexus. I proved that in the work I did for Toyota. You could make a chip more efficient by improving rapid cycle time, and some small innovators are doing that in a way that's now threatening Intel, even though it's difficult because the barrier of entries are high.
Right.
You can build in social value into your home products, like Masco is doing, where you know, the faucet uses less water and is more elegant, where the flooring is from domestic renewable wood rather than exotic, you know, rainforest-threatened wood. It all boils down to melding the pace of change and the demand of the exterior world with what you're capable of doing as a small business enterprise.
And that's what you – and you're, the other S that you talk about, folks, we in his – what he calls the S frontier – swiftness, severity, and social response capitalists. This is something, folks, that and this is where, Bruce, we've talked on the show before, I have with other folks as well as you, that green is not just not having a green approach is not just the right thing to do. It's also good business.
Absolutely. It's learning how to do more with less and to provide a social answer. So if you're, you can make a car that goes further per miles per gallon. I'm working right now for a firm that makes the braking systems and also the axles for Volvo and large Caterpillar trucks. If we can make those vehicles go a merely 5 miles per gallon better, that's a solution to society and a competitive advantage.
Hold on to that thought. Quick break, right back with Bruce Piasecki. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Bruce Piasecki. Bruce is the author of The Surprising Solution. Bruce, this is available in paperback now, wherever books are sold, right?
Correct. Sourcebooks and Amazon.
All over the place. And AHCgroup.com, right?
Yes. And what I'm hoping, Jim, before we start this next phase, because I'm going to make it personal in the last 5 minutes, I'm hoping that your listeners consider enrolling in our January sessions where I'll be facilitating these 80 companies and you'll be one of the speakers. You can do that by going to AHCgroup.com and looking for the corporate affiliates workshops, the leadership workshops under that webpage, right on the homepage.
Right.
I think that if you consider enrolling soon, we have only 10 of the 80 seats for new thought leaders and new corporate leaders because it's membership driven. But I hope some of your listeners consider that.
Well, check that out. Thank you for that, for reminding us about that, Bruce. And, of course, you'll be back in the meantime. We'll be talking about it in the future. Bruce, when I think about small business owners, when I think about swiftness and severity and social response, these are all things that they can't be obtuse about. These are what I call second decade of the 20th century thoughts. These are not, you know, I've spent the last 12 years getting small business owners' heads out of the 20th century. Now I'm trying to get their heads out of the first decade of the 21st century into the second decade. And I think your words, swift, severe, and social, I think those are important things. And one of those things for small business owners I talked about in the last hour, and that's where our customers are going. Swiftly and severely, our customers are moving in a direction that we have to make sure we're going where they are.
I'm with you. And to think about this new form of competition, to just help your listener make the breakthrough, we all know about lowering price, and we all know about improving quality. These are like the father and mother of the
right.
family. But the idea that you could respond to a social need and laugh your way to the bank is the new path of growth. It's the new license of innovation. And so if you think of only the quality revolution or the price differential separate from this trinity that I'm trying to tell you, it's because of the swiftness and the severity that we have to be more social in our product thinking, because
yeah.
the next billion customers will have these needs for you to do more with less in your products. The second thing that I do think is that running a small business, as we all know, is always about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have a social solution that people understand there's a mutual benefit to it, man, you're going to get win in yourself.
Right.
So those are part of the reasons I talk about this, Jim, in this book.
Well, and the thing is that, as I alluded to earlier, the key to success in all business, I think, but small businesses are better at it, as you said, than anybody, and that is in the relationship. But part of that relationship is the experience that they have with you. When you can't be the cheapest, when you don't have the best product array, when your service is good but it's not, you know, it's not not giant like some companies are, the way you'll compete and the way you'll be successful is by giving those people that do business with you an experience that they can't get anywhere else.
Well, I'm gonna use the sensual metaphor here to get your listeners to the three things that your small business leaders have that are precious. I'm gonna just tell a story about it. Is that they have the future in their bones because they can have the zeal to go after it. It might take a larger entity years to even discover the need for it. But there's this beautiful passage I was thinking about, you know, when you come to these workshops in January, you get a sense that there's a lot of men and women there who love the future.
Mm-hmm.
They're responsible for making their companies positioned for the future. And lately I've been thinking that their love of the future is almost sometimes like, and I'll be dangerous here, love of a mistress, in the sense that if you visualize the mistress, and I've never had one, but if you visualize one as a future that mixes her breath and her hair with the overall purpose of the company, what I believe is if that excites the small business enterpriser to have the future in their bones, if they learn how to practice restraint, if they learn how to control their zeal, and if they remain creative, they're going to beat the big guy. And so I think of it as a dynamic between this love of the future and then cultivating the discipline of restraint, zeal, and future thinking. Those are the ways that your listeners are going to capture a life in this S frontier, and they're going to surf up the S rather than be smashed down to the bottom of it.
And you can do that, folks. Bruce Piasecki, the wisdom of Bruce Piasecki. Bruce, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right.
Bruce Piasecki, AHCGroup.com. Check it out, and check out the event he was just talking about as well. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.